Well, it's so great to see that this is back, the Firefighter Rooftop Campout for Muscular Dystrophy. And we're talking to Stephen Nixon. How is it going up on the rooftop?
Things are going great. You know, it's good to be back. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to do this.
I know.
Everything that's gone on, but things are going well. First day was a little touch and go. People were not used to seeing us, unsure what was going on.
Right.
You know, I don't really remember us being out there, but... since then, it's been really good. The past couple mornings and afternoons have been excellent.
Well, the concept's pretty simple, but it has been a couple of years, so let's refresh everyone's memory.
We do have firefighters there from Winnipeg who are camping on the roof during the week, and it's all to raise money for muscular dystrophy.
And this is something that you have done for many years, but had to take a break because of the P word. The amount of money you raise doing this really is mind-blowing.
Since we started doing the camp out, in Winnipeg alone, so this is our 11th annual camp out.
Yeah.
We've raised over $1 million.
You hit the M.
Hit the M, the big M, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And you've got volunteers collecting while you're up on the roof, on the streets.
We call it a road toll. We're still doing that. We do it in the morning and afternoon rush hours. So we'll be out there this afternoon in the afternoon rush hour. And as well, again, tomorrow morning during the morning commute in.
And if we come across one of these volunteers, it's good to know, don't panic if you don't have any cash or change.
We do even have firefighter boots that have been retrofitted to allow for taps. Ooh. People can tap their card.
Okay, no excuse. Cash or tap. And how long are you up there?
Yeah, the boys went up Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And three nights, and they'll be coming down tomorrow morning. About 10:30 in the morning.
And how's morale? I heard it was a little cold this morning.
Excellent. Our campers up there, our troopers. We've got one veteran, Rama, who's been up there 5 years now.
Oh!
And the other three are new to the game.
Okay.
But they're doing a great job. They're embracing it. They're out in the crowds, and they're raising money. And
we got to give them a shout-out as well.
We got Jeff Hodgins, Cody Lowen, and we got Brendan McCurry.
Cheers. So what time do you head out? Like, when you say rush hour, what time can we look for you out there?
So this afternoon, you can see us out there sometime around 3:30 till about 5:30 this evening. And then again, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9.
And can people come and drop off there at fire station number 4?
Most definitely.
Okay.
If you don't see us in the street, on the boulevards, waving the boots in the air, guys, if anyone can pop right up to the front doors of the fire station there, and you ring the bell, we'll drop the boot down from the rooftop, and you can fill her up, and we'll haul it back up.
Even at 3 in the morning?
They will do that. They've done that, yes.
I'm not saying I'm gonna, but that is the spirit.
You know, I like to always tell everyone and tell the citizens of Winnipeg that all money raised this week stays in Manitoba for those families affected by MD.
Well, Stephen and the rest of you firefighters, so glad you're back at it.
It's a great thing, and it's huge for, you know, spirit morale of not just our firefighters, but even the public. So it's great.
So look for those firefighters there at the Osborne Fire Hall, whether outside or, hey, ring the bell. That is your good news.